This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the Star-Spangled Banner has been played, and Carl, it threw me for a loop. It's been a while since we've done a spring game, and I couldn't remember if they did the anthem or not.
It varies, park to park, obviously.
So Staunton enters 7-3 on the year, and their head coach, Jennifer Aubert's lineup looks like this here tonight against the Gillespie Miners. Freshman Evan Frank will lead off and play second base. Junior Whitney Weller will bat second and play center field. Savannah Billings, the junior, will hit third and play shortstop. Taylor Nolan is the cleanup batter today. The freshman will play third base. Junior Coral Keener, the catcher, hitting fifth. Annalise Best, the senior, playing first base, hitting sixth. Tori Kerbach will be in the circle today, the senior, hitting seventh. Sarah Karunka, the junior, will play left and bat eighth. And Kylie Lusico, the freshman, will hit ninth and play right field. Defensively for Gillespie in the outfield, they will have Shelby Taylor in left, Keaton Lincoln center, Eva Kaduk in right field, Regan Busman over at third base, Chloe Segarra is at shortstop, Megan Reif will be at second base today, Michaela Hayes over at first, Hannah Barrett behind the plate, and Sydney Byers is in the circle, Carl, and she's got some good numbers here early.
She does indeed, a 2.008 ERA, 4-0 on the record, 43 two-thirds innings pitched. 56 strikeouts, 16 walks, Tim. That's a pretty good average, over a strikeout per and right around two walks per game.
Sydney Byers is set to go. Evan Frank is in the right-handed box. And we are set for softball for the first time in almost 2 years on WSMI. And that misses wide for ball one. Dave Bishop calling balls and strikes today. Wayne Cunningham on the base paths. Frank, a 4.41 batter, four doubles, nine RBI on the air, squares, pulls back, and takes ball two. That was low, 2-0. Gillespie has the white pants, black jerseys, Gillespie and orange lettered across the front with white numerals. For Staunton, black pants, red piping, red jerseys trimmed in the white. Again, Frank squares, pulls back, and takes ball three. So not the start Sydney Byers was looking for here. She's missed with the first three offerings. And she rocks and fires, and that's inside corner called, strike one. Frank will be followed by Weller and Billings, if anybody can reach Taylor Nolan here in the top half of the first inning. Little off-speed delivery there, fouled straight back, 3-2. About 62 degrees at game time, and under cloud cover. Sun trying to peek through the clouds, but no wind, just a beautiful day for softball. The 3-2 headed home inside on a leadoff walk. So Byers fell behind 3-0, battled back to full count, but then lost Evan Frank. That'll bring in Whitney Weller, the junior center fielder, hitting 324 on the year. She will stand in from the right side. Up in the front part of that right-handed box as Byers' first offering bunted foul.
Leadoff batter does her job. Takes those pitches, gets on base. Staunton wanting to play in these games. You play for that first run, it's huge.
Well, these two played back in 2019 in that regional semifinal. It was a 2-1 final.
Gillespie
walked it off. Yes. Yeah. Swing and a miss as Weller swung right through that offering. On the move was Frank, and she's in safely with the stolen base. Nothing into the count on the batter, Whitney Weller. So the leadoff walk now over at second base with nobody out. Bulldogs had the bunt play on the first pitch, took it off for the second offering, and Weller swung through it. Byers looking for the strikeout. The 0-2 popped up and fouled out of play off the siding of Ben Gill Elementary behind us. Of course, Carl, I see a softball up on the roof right now. Wonder what type of glass they have in those windows to protect them.
We haven't seen one get broke, so.
We haven't, but it's right in the line of fire.
It's there.
Nothing in two. Inside, 1-2, took something off there, missed low and in. And Carl, they have a great system here. They've got a foul ball retriever, so when a ball gets fouled out of play, you don't have to throw it over the fence. They've got a little mechanism, you just drop it in there, and it's open on the field side, and the umpire can just grab it out, but that ball's lifted left field. Taylor moving towards the left field line, gloves it for the first out. But it might be more baseball size than softball size. Dave Bishop was having trouble getting that ball out of there.
Pulling it on out. But you're right.
I've never seen that. That's nifty.
It's a pretty good idea.
So the runner out at second base is Evan Frank. She walked, stole second. Weller just flied out to left, and now Savannah Billings will step into the box for the Bulldogs. She's hitting 600 on the year. First ball swinging, fouls it out of play. So a 600 average, two home runs, eight doubles, 12 RBI. Not a bad run through 10 games.
Not a bad run at all. Now, if you foul the ball into there, it's a home run.
It
right?
should be. Absolutely.
Doesn't the 0-1
pitch.
Extra.
Fouled out of play again. Nothing in two. One more base. It always gets interesting when the balls start getting thrown back over the fence. And
well, that's true, and they don't make it quite, and they come back.
Sometimes they go way too far, wind up in the outfield grass. Byers could use a strikeout here. The 0-2. That ball's lifted behind the shortstop. Tough play. No one's going to get it. Falls in the Bermuda Triangle. The center fielder Link in quickly to pick it up, and it'll be runners at the corners for Staunton. As that time, Billings got jammed, but she was able to fist it just behind the shortstop and drop it in front of the outfield.
Yeah, the C&I fly ball in that case.
A golden opportunity here for Staunton in the top half of the first inning. First and third, one out, and at the plate is Taylor Nolan. Just a freshman, misses inside with the first offering, does Byers. Nolan's hitting 400 on the year, four home runs, five doubles, 15 RBI. Outfield pretty much straight away. Corner infielders for the minors playing at the bag or just a step inside. Nolan squares, pulls back, takes high, and taking second base on the play is Billings. So a hit could potentially mean two runs for Staunton. Boy, if you got a chance to get Byers early, you better capitalize if you're the Dogs. Nolan squares on 2-0 early, pulls back, fouls it straight back. No flinch from Carl DeBar right there. He trusted the fence the whole way.
Oh, I didn't know it back here. Yeah.
Since the last time we heard Carl, they've installed a nice black padding along the backstop here. Yeah,
saves the bottom part of the fence for sure.
Two balls, one strike. Hit on the ground, foul past third, 2-2. So Sydney Byers, Carl's had two strikes in the first four batters she's faced here. But she's only been able to put one away so far. Two balls, two strikes, two on, one out. Staunton looking to strike first here in the top of the first. Swing and a miss. Byers took something off that offering and had Nolan out in front. Big strikeout. That's what they call pitching, Carlos.
No doubt about it.
So it's up to Coral Keener now, the junior, hitting 516, two home runs, four doubles, nine RBI. Staunton just needs a little base knock here. Byers' first offering, fastball inside corner, called strike one. Just a light breeze, but man, it is a gorgeous day to be playing some softball. Here's the 0-1. Outside corner, called strike two, and Byers trying to strand two here in the top of the first.
Well, fastball, back to changeup. What do you think? Fastball here?
Probably. The 0-2. Hit hard on the ground. Third baseman Bussman has it. Across in time, and the side is retired. So Byers will leave two stranded. We've completed a half inning. Staunton does not score. Gillespie coming to bat. So Sydney Byers strands two Bulldogs in scoring position and gets out of the top half of the first inning with no damage done. So here come the Gillespie Miners, and their lineup for head coach Marcel Smith looks like this. Sophomore Regan Bussman will lead things off. Senior Michaela Hayes will bat second. Keaton Link, the senior, hitting third. Sydney Byers, a senior, will clean things up. Senior Shelby Taylor batting fifth. Junior Chloe Segarra hitting sixth. Sophomore Megan Reif will bat seventh. Sophomore Eve Kaduk will hit eighth, and senior Hannah Barrett is batting ninth. So Bussman, Hayes, Link, Byers, Taylor, Segarra, Reif, Kaduk, and Barrett. Tori Kerbach is in the circle for Staunton. Her first offering to the left-handed swinging Bussman, taken high for ball one. Defensively for Staunton, you've got Sarah Karunka out in left field. Whitney Weller is in center with Kylie Lusico in right field. On the infield, Taylor Nolan at third, Savannah Billings at short. Evan Franks, the second baseman. Taylor Nolan over at first. Coral Keener is the catcher with Kerbach in the circle, and she missed wide with her second offering, so it's 2-0. Regan Bussman hitting 410 on the year. 2-0. Outside corner, placed beautifully, 2-1. Busman takes her practice swing. The bat goes cracking off her back between her shoulder blades. That ball hit on the ground. The third baseman, Nolan, bobbled it and can't come up with it cleanly. So the leadoff runner is aboard for the Miners in the form of Regan Busman on the air by the third baseman, Taylor Nolan. Boy, when you got the speed of Busman, Carl, that's a bang-bang play.
And you can't have that little bobble.
Senior Michaela Hayes steps in. She drops down the bunt, down the right, or the first baseline, beautifully placed. The first baseman, Nolan, in. The second baseman, Frank, covering for the out, 3-4. And moving up to second on the play is Busman. So Gillespie now with a runner in scoring position for Keaton Link. Sydney Byers will wait on deck. Staunton was unable to capitalize in the top half of the first inning. Kentori Kerbach. Repeat what Sydney Byers did. Beautiful off-speed delivery there. Had Link way out in front.
Yeah, seen good off-speed from both pitchers already in this ballgame.
Keaton hitting 400 on the year. Home run, 3 doubles, 10 RBI. Big spot early. The 1-0-1 hit hard on the ground to the shortstop. Billings knocks it down. Her play is the first, and she clips Link by a step. Over to third goes Busman. Good job by Savannah Billings to stay with that ball. Kept it in front and got the out. Link was busting it down the line there, out by a step. So Sydney Byers is, say, Carl, a chance to help herself.
Both teams will get a runner on the third here in the first inning. Let's see if the Miners can capitalize with it.
First offering from Kerbach misses outside. Byers on the air hitting .630, 2 home runs, 5 doubles, 13 RBI. In the right-handed box, Byers takes a called strike outside corner. One ball, one strike. Staunton left runners at second and third in the top half of the first. Gillespie now has Regan Busman over at third base with two outs and Byers in the box. Chopped foul at the plate, 1-2. So Kerbach trying to work around that leadoff error. Byers will step back into the box. Stands tall from the right side. The 1-2 pitch headed home. Lifted right side. That is going to find a hole right behind second base and in front of the right fielder, Lusico. An RBI base hit for Sydney Byers.
It's not how hard you hit it, Tim, but where you hit it so many times in both softball and baseball.
Well, we saw Staunton get one of those hits,
one just barely made it to the grass.
Yeah, that was on the left side. This one was on the right side, and Evan Frank maybe didn't see it initially, and by the time she located it, it was over her head. We'll get a courtesy runner for Sydney Byers, and that will be Addie Hayes. So Byers did her job. RBI number 14 on the year. And you said it right, Carl. It's not how hard you hit it. It's where you hit it. And she placed it perfectly. Here's Shelby Taylor hitting from the left side. Takes a called strike outside corner. Courtesy runner Addie Hayes over at first. See if they want to do some running. Try to get her in scoring position with two outs. Outside. One ball, one strike. And that time, Kerbach hit the mitt of Keener, but she was set up off the plate, seeing if they could get Taylor reaching. The 1-1 pitch. Outside again, 2-1. Shelby hitting .483 on the year, and she's driven in 19. Staunton really staying away from her. Three pitches all on the outer half. The 2-1, outside again. Taylor swinging right back to Kerbach. Gloves, throws, out. So, a leadoff error comes around to score for Gillespie on the RBI base hit by Sydney Byers. We've completed one inning of softball here at Gillespie. The Miners lead Staunton 1-0. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at the Gillespie Softball Complex. The Miners leading Staunton 1-0 as we head to the top of the second inning. For Staunton, it'll be Annalise Best, Tori Kerbach, and Sarah Karunka, 6, 7, and 8. Byers' first offering hit right back to Sydney. She gloves and throws for the out. And Best is retired on one pitch. So that will bring in Tori Kerbach. Kerbach hitting .318 on the year. Bats with the bases clear and one away. Stands in from the right side. Byers' first offering high for ball one. So Kerbach made a good pitch on Byers. Sidney was able to just muscle it out beyond second base and in front of the outfield. There's a fastball inside corner called strike one. Outfield straight away, infield the same. Corners even with the bag, Bussman at third, Hayes at first. Kerbach swings through that offering, nicely placed, outer half, one ball, two strikes.
But looks like a line drive, as they say in the scorebook.
That's exactly right.
Really, the only person that could have made a play was second baseman. I don't think she's seen it off the bat.
Inside two and two. No, I don't think she did. By the time she found it, it was over her head and dropping in. And probably a bit of a tough sky in some ways today, but the ball is yellow.
It is.
Two balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. And boy, Carl, that pitch was tailing away. Wound up almost in the left-handed batter's box.
You like to have that kind of movement.
I was talking with Jim Matisse before the game and about the ability of a pitcher to just hit the mitt. Wherever the catcher sets up, just hit that mitt and you're going to have success. There's a swing and a miss as Karunka swung over the top of that. Sounds easy. Just hit the mitt. No balls, one strike. No one on, two out. Gillespie leading 1-0, and there's another swing and a miss as Karunka was over the top of that offering. So Byers in control of this count right now, looking for a quick 1-2-3 frame. The 0-2, popped foul, out of play. Good job by Sarah Karunka to hang tough in the 0-2 count. Boy, and Byers has so much experience, Carl. You think in her senior year, obviously didn't get to play last year as a junior, but as a sophomore, she was a big contributor on that squad. Called strike three inside corner. Byers fans two in the inning. Staunton goes in order. We've completed an inning and a half here at Gillespie. The Miners lead Staunton 1-0. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Gillespie High School. We will have more softball on the radio tomorrow. Lincolnwood at Nokomis broadcast about 7 o'clock tomorrow night, FM 106.1. High school baseball on Thursday has Southwestern at Litchfield. Again, the broadcast around 7. All the action this year on FM 106.1 and online at WSMIRadio.com. As we go bottom two here at Gillespie, the Miners are leading 1-0. And they will have 6, 7, and 8. Segura, Reif, and Kadukas. Chloe swinging at the first offering, flies it into right field. One pitch, one out. We saw Sydney Byers have a quick, efficient top of the second inning. We'll see if Tori Kerbach can do the same. She will deal now with Megan Reif, the sophomore second baseman for Gillespie, hitting .182 on the year, two home runs, two triples, two doubles. First ball swinging, ripped up the middle for a base hit.
That's probably our first legitimate, normal base hit in this game. Otherwise, all we've had is little bloopers that have found holes in the defense.
Yeah, there was no finding a hole right there. It was,
nope, that was
smashed
up the middle,
right up the middle.
Neither short or second baseman were going to get near it.
Here's Eva Kaduk, and she swings through that off-speed offering for strike one. The young sophomore, Eva Kaduk, hitting .400 on the year. Hitting from the right side, takes outside ball one. The runner over at first, Reif, she singled with one out. One ball, one strike on Kaduk. Squaring, offering, coming up empty, 1-2. The pitch was on the outside part of the plate, and Kaduk couldn't get there. Kerbach ahead, one ball, two strikes. Swing and a miss, struck her out.
Put it on the outside, almost unhittable area. Got her first strikeout.
Big second out there. That'll bring in the ninth place hitter, Hannah Barrett, hitting .481 on the year with three doubles. The senior catcher for Gillespie. No batting gloves for Hannah and takes ball one outside. It really stands out when you see a kid not wearing batting gloves. She stands right on top of the plate in that right-handed box. That ball hit on the line, but the shortstop, Billings, one step to her left, gloves it, and the side is retired. So one hit, one left. We've completed two innings here in Gillespie. The Miners lead the Bulldogs 1-0. As we go top three, Gillespie leading Staunton 1-0. Looking at the South Central standings here early, obviously, still Southwestern 3-0, Gillespie 2-0, Staunton is 2-1. The Comets of Greenville are 1-0 in league play, but Gillespie and Southwestern will play here at Gillespie on May 24th. And there's a really high likelihood, Carl, that that will be for the conference championship.
Yeah, that's pretty much the cream of the crop right there, the top four in the conference.
So Sydney Byers struck out two in that second inning, three for the game, and that was a quick, efficient inning. There weren't many pitches thrown by Byers in that second. Ninth place hitter Kylie Lusico in the top of the order with Evan Frank and Whitney Weller. Byers' first offering misses upstairs, ball one. First baseman Hayes playing a few steps in front of the bag. Has the 1-0 offering right there for a called strike. One ball, one strike. Boy, Byers is doing a nice job of changing speeds inside, outside, up and down. Can't just zero in on a speed or one location. Lusico squares, offers, came up empty, 1-2. 1-0 Gillespie with the lead, top of the third inning. The run came courtesy of an RBI single from Sydney Byers. She just fisted it just beyond the second baseman. The 1-2, lifted left side. It's going to wind up in foul territory, but the third baseman, Regan Bussman, with her back towards the infield, makes the play. Out number one. And any time you've got your back to the infield like that, Carl, it's not a routine play.
No. Not routine when you have to go running to any ball behind you.
Here's Evan Frank, first ball swinging, fouls that, out of play. Frank walked to start the ball game. She wound up stranded on third.
That's why most of the outfielders play awfully deep, even in the bigs, because most of them can't come or go back. They can come in, but they can't go back very efficiently.
Frank had to retie that right shoelace. She's back in the box now. As the 0-1 offering from Byers to Frank. Hit on the ground slowly. The second baseman, Rife, can't handle it cleanly. And Frank will be aboard. That was a
almost
slow hit grounder.
Almost had too much time to field that ball. You ever think sometimes that if it had come a little faster, It wouldn't have the problem. But, yeah.
A lot to be said for that. And it might have had a little bit of English on it as well.
It didn't really, yeah. The way it was hit, it probably had a little spin to it. What?
So Frank's aboard for the second time, a walk and now an error. That'll bring in Whitney Weller. She flied out to left. She fouls that straight back. That was a good cut.
Got an error now on both sides.
And Staunton capitalized. They left two runners stranded in the first inning, went 1-2-3 in the second, and now Frank aboard after a one-out error. The one-strike pitch from Byers to Weller, swung through on the move, and at second, out. No slide. Frank didn't slide, and she's out.
Barrett's throw beat her by a half a step to the step, I believe. So, yeah, with no slide, it was an easy tag.
Not quite sure why she didn't slide.
Yeah, you got to slow down if you don't slide, and that might have been the difference.
Yeah, I think so. So now it's a 0-2 count, bases clear, two outs. And that's just kind of a little momentum swing. See if Byers can get the Miners back in the dugout. That ball hit on the ground. The third baseman, Bussman, has it over for the out. And Weller is retired 5-3. So it winds up being a 1-2-3 inning, an error, a caught stealing, a pop out, and a ground out. We go bottom three. Gillespie leads Staunton 1-0. Tim Eyes called the bar back here at the Gillespie Softball Complex. The Miners leading Staunton 1-0. No Cardinals today. They were off, finally, 17 games in 17 days. They earned that off day. Went 13-4 in that 17-game stretch, by the way. They will be in Milwaukee tomorrow night with the pregame underway at 5:45 on AM 1540, FM 106.9, and 92.9. Top of the order here for Gillespie has a little slap bunt for Bussman, the third baseman playing in, and Nolan makes a nice play to cut down Bussman by a half step. But there was no time for thought there.
No time for thought, and yes, you got to make the play quick and clean throw.
So Bussman is retired 5-3. She scored the game's only run after she reached on an error by the third baseman, Taylor Nolan. So Nolan got a little bit of payback there. First ball swinging on the ground. Hayes picked up by the shortstop. Billings on for the out. Two pitches, two ground outs.
So Dory's doing the most efficient pitching job so far in the game.
Going to bring in Keaton Link. She grounded out to the shortstop, Billings, her first time up. She'll bat with the bases clear and two outs. And Carl, I would wager a hefty sum that she
Take
will be taking. Yes, that
Just
she'll be taking.
A pitch, at least.
She takes it for ball one. The three-pitch inning is rare.
Yes.
Not that it never happens, but that's about one of the rarest things you'll find in softball. The 1-0 inside, 2-0. Nice pick there by Coral Keener. Link ahead, 2-0. Outside, 3-0. So two pitches and two outs to start the inning. Now three balls and no strikes on Keaton Link with Sydney Byers waiting on deck. The 3-0 swinging, and it's fouled right side over the Gillespie dugout, out of play. Yeah, when you're a senior hitting 400 on the air, you get the green light on 3-0.
Well, you're one that good pitch, and she thought she had it. Fouled it back, though.
And, I mean, when you get the green light on 3-0, just swing it a strike.
Yes.
You know, swing at the pitch you
and
want.
It was
and
a strike, I'd say.
Yeah,
so.
I think it was.
Got what she was kind of looking for, just didn't get it.
The 3-1 hit hard on the ground past the diving shortstop, Savannah Billings, into center field for a clean base hit.
Had to get the timing down. That was the key. And then she gets the base hit.
So that will bring in Sydney Byers. RBI base hit her last time up. 1-0, Gillespie with the lead. Bottom three. Kerbox offering to Byers. Little check swing and she went. Strike one. Kerbach trying to leave Link stranded over there at first base. The 0-1 offering outside, 1-1. If Byers can extend the inning, Shelby Taylor will hit here in the home half of the third. Sydney digs into the right-handed box. In about the middle of that batter's box, takes outside, ball two. 2-1.
Definitely trying to stay away so far in this at bat, pitching wise.
Of course, Kerbach got in on Byers at first.
To get her the pop up.
Found a hole. Two balls, one strike. Foul, the right side. That was struck well. Two balls, two strikes.
Just a little late on that swing.
Nice crowd on hand here today. Got fans in the bleachers, got fans strewn about the outfield behind the fence and down the foul lines. Good day to be out and about taking in some ball. The 2-2 hit on the ground. The shortstop, Billings, has it on to first for the out, and the side is retired. So one hit, one left. We've completed three here at Gillespie, and the Miners lead Staunton 1-0. Top four, Gillespie leading Staunton 1-0. As the Bulldogs will send up 3, 4, and 5, Savannah Billings, Taylor Nolan, and Coral Keener. Byers first offering, hit on the ground, right to the third baseman, Bussman, on to first for the out.
We're trying this one pitch, two pitch thing again, or what? Let's see.
And we saw Kerbach get two pitches and two outs in the last half inning. And she's stranded three Gillespie runners here in the early stages. I'm going to bring in Taylor Nolan. She struck out her first plate appearance. Takes a ball there in the dirt. And could deflect it off of Barrett and then caught her home plate umpire, Dave Bishop.
Byers, three strikeouts, one walk so far in this ball game. Had a little struggles there in the first, but got through the difficulty.
Left two runners stranded at second and third in that first inning. Here's the 1-0. Hit in the air. Left fielder Taylor settles underneath it. The high fly ball almost got over her head at the last. She had to reach as high as she could to secure it.
Again, it just seemed to hang there, just like that play to second base where it's like, it just won't get here in time.
Boy, and Taylor, she thought she was settling into that for
She's been standing there forever.
In steps Keener. She's 0 for 1 today. Bounced out to third. Takes inside, ball one.
Now you get us those 15, 20 mile an hour winds, and that would have been a difficult play.
Yeah, there would have been no camping under that ball.
Uh-uh.
The wind is basically non-existent here today at Gillespie. Fisted right side and foul, one ball, one strike. They've got the flagpole with the American flag out in dead center field, and it's doing nothing.
You feel a slight breeze. I mean, just as slight as possible. Now and then, and that's about it.
One ball, one strike. No one on, two out. Gillespie leading 1-0, top four. Little off speed delivery, 2-1. If Keener can extend the inning, Annalise Best will hit here in the top half of the fourth inning. Game moving right along. The 2-1, fouled straight back, 2-2. Good cut there. We've seen some good cuts today, Carl. Pitches fouled straight back.
Few well-hit balls. Most of them are the ground ball type in the infield, through the infield. But not really too many shots that we think might be a homer.
Popped up, foul territory. The first baseman, Michaela Hayes, in towards home plate, makes the catch, and the side is retired. So as we go bottom four here at the Gillespie Softball Complex, Gillespie leading Staunton 1-0. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Gillespie High School. The Miners leading Staunton 1-0 as we go bottom four here in our first softball broadcast of the season. And Carl, almost 2 years to the day, we were here for the regional semifinal between Staunton and Gillespie. Gillespie won that day 2-1, and right now, similar type of game.
Similar type of game, but we pretty much expect that with these two clubs to have a pretty low-scoring game.
Kerbach's first offering to Shelby Taylor inside for ball one. Taylor, Segarra, and Wright, 5, 6, and 7 for Gillespie here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Shelby 0 for 1, bounced back to the pitcher. Her first plate appearance outside, 2-0, and once again, Carl, Kerbach making a considered effort to stay away from Shelby Taylor. She has seen, let's see, five pitches now, and they've all been on that outer half, almost in the other batter's box. That one found the middle of the plate, and Shelby just missed it. Popped it up left side. Tough play. Oh, what a play. The shortstop, Savannah Billings, winds up in foul territory, and with the dive, makes the catch. Sensational from Savannah Billings.
Well, Savannah's already made a couple of fine plays on the infield, Tim, and that one just outdid them all, though.
She went a long way. She was at the normal position of shortstop, and she wound up behind the third base bag in the outfield grass in foul territory and made the catch with her back to the infield. That was fantastic as Kerbach pumps in strike one to Chloe Segarra. Savannah, a big smile on her face out there at shortstop, and why wouldn't she after that type of play? Here's the 0-1, misses outside, one ball, one strike. One nothing. Gillespie got their run in the first inning. Regan Bussman reached on an error to start the game. She came around to score. Outside, 2-1. And boy, if you're Staunton, you don't want that to be the run that beats you.
Right. And, well, the hit either, for that matter, just a little flare just over the second baseman's head.
That ball fisted foul down the first baseline. One ball, two strikes. Check that, two balls, two strikes.
Both these pitchers are keeping the batters off balance, and you can tell by the most of the balls hit are little squibbers, little pop-ups, and they've done a good job pitching.
It hasn't been much squared up in fair territory today. The 2-2 hit sharply past the third baseman Nolan into left field for a base hit, and no sooner do I say that, Segarra smacks one past the third baseman.
About the third hit that you call just an honest hit in this game, but yeah, they've been the hard hits on the ground. And that's still a good indication the pitchers are doing what they want when they keep the ball on the ground.
That'll bring in Megan Reif, the young sophomore. She singled her first time out. There's a base hit past the third baseman, Nolan. And the Miners have something cooking here. First and second only, one out. And those balls were almost Hit in the exact same spot, yeah.
Yeah, we had instant replay on the hits there.
So that has the table set up now for the eighth place hitter, Eve Kaduk. She struck out her first plate appearance. Stands right on top of the plate in the right-handed box. Squaring gets down a bunt, but it just gets foul for strike one. Boy, it's a good thing from a Staunton perspective. It's a good thing that got foul because that was going to be a tough play for Taylor Nolan.
Well, she's just had two line drives smashed by her. It's hard to come in on that bunt now, isn't it?
Oh, the third baseman, man, they always amaze me.
Live a dangerous life.
Oh, they really do.
You'll pull the bunt back and swing away, and you're charging. Ugh.
Yeah.
Not a fun position.
No way. Third baseman, first baseman, pitcher all wearing the face masks. There's a called strike as Kaduk squared, pulled back, and took it for the called strike on the inside corner. That was a good pitch from Kerbach. There wasn't anything Kaduk could do with that. Rife, the runner, over at first. Segarra, the runner, out at second. Both had clean base hits to left. Here's the 0-2. Fouled at the plate. Good job by Kaduk just to get a piece and stay alive. Bottom four, Gillespie has a scoring opportunity here. Two on, one out. Eighth place hitter Eve Kaduk at the plate. Outside, 1-2. Nice 0-2 pitch there. Just see if you can get Eve to expand the zone. She did not. He's a 400 batter on the season. They could use a knock right here. That ball hit past the third baseman, Nolan, and Michelle Smith giving the wave to Segarra at third, and the throw went into second, and it's 2-0 Gillespie on the third base hit of the inning, all past the third baseman, Taylor Nolan, in about the exact same spot.
Exact same spot, just a step away, but hit so hard, they shoot right by her. And kind of a throwing error that's not an error, but they throw it in the second. I think they throw it in.
There's a play at home.
Yeah,
the left fielder, Karunka, had the ball in her glove as Segarra was touched in the third base bag. That brings in the ninth place hitter, Hannah Barrett. Takes that inside for ball one. So the lower part of the Gillespie lineup here has got things going. Three base hits in a row after Shelby Taylor popped out to the shortstop on a great play by Savannah Billings. And how big does that play look now? Upstairs, 2-0.
And that was one of the more dangerous hitters in the minors lineup.
So ninth place hitter Barrett here with two on, one out. The leadoff batter, Regan Bussman, lurking over in the on-deck circle. The 2-0, swing and a miss, went down out of the zone there. They've got the runner out at third, and easily tagged out is Megan Reif. The runner at first was diving back into the bag, but Reif was out by a good three steps. So the second out of the inning at third base on the caught stealing.
Kind of a delayed steal. Seen him going to go to first, but yeah. Didn't fool the Bulldogs.
Two balls, one strike now on Barrett as Kerbach's offering fouled out of play. 2-2. It's a big play.
Big play.
Changes the whole complexion of the inning.
But you force them to make that play, Tim. And softball, if that throw gets away, it might be a run.
Keener's throw was perfect. Nolan got the tag down. The 2-2. Strike three called, and Barrett is out of there. And Kerbach limits the damage. So three hits in the inning. Gillespie plates one run. As we go top five, Gillespie 2, Staunton nothing. We've completed four innings of softball here at Gillespie. The Miners leading Staunton 2-0. And Carl, that last inning, though, could have been bigger for Gillespie.
Could have been, as they tried a little trickery, but it backfired. And the Staunton Bulldogs did a good job of throwing from third straight on. Like I say, perfect throw out by a good step plus.
Yeah, the delayed steal, and Staunton was able to cut down Reif at third base. So three hits in the inning for Gillespie, but they played just one run. A big run, though. 2-0 lead now in the way Sydney Byers is pitching. That feels like it might be enough. We'll see. Annalise Best, Tori Kerbach, Sarah Karunka, 6, 7, and 8 for the Dogs as Byers' first offering rides high for ball one. Best bounced back to Sydney Byers, her first plate appearance back in the second. She bats leading off the fifth here. The 1-0. Foul to the plate. One ball, one strike. Lincolnwood at Nokomis softball for you tomorrow. Southwestern at Litchfield baseball on Thursday. Both broadcasts at 7 o'clock on FM 106.1 and streaming at WSMIRadio.com. The 1-1 outside, 2-1. And we'll have postseason play coming up in a few weeks for softball and baseball. The 2-1 right there down central, two balls, two strikes. And from the coaches that I've talked to, Carly, they could just say the kids have an extra pep in their step in these seasons knowing that there's postseason.
That helps, and, well, just the general feel in the country.
Absolutely.
Over this COVID.
That ball's fisted to the right side. First baseman Michaela Hayes has it to the bag, unassisted for out number one. Yeah, I mean, it's just so weird to think that we haven't had a softball game on the radio since 2019.
Whole season pretty much gone.
It was lost. But we're back now. Kids getting a chance to compete, and that's what it's all about. There's a nice offering from Byers. Had Kerbach going out of the zone. Good late nasty movement on that thing.
Use that plus that changeup. Pretty good combination.
0-1 pitch from Byers. Hit to the right side past the diving Megan Reif at second base. And there's a base hit for Tori Kerbach. And I think we'll get the courtesy runner for the pitcher. Here she comes now. And that will be Katie Teakin. So Kerbach has kept on in this game with her pitching, Carl, limiting Gillespie to two runs, and now a one-out single from Tori. See if the Dogs can get something going here. Sarah Karunka, the eighth place hitter, the junior left fielder, struck out looking her first plate appearance. Byers' first offering rides high, ball one.
And one of those runs unearned in the first inning.
Runka, 278 hitter on the season, as Byers has her sign from Hannah Barrett. That ball hit to the shortstop, backhanded by Segura to second in time for the out. She didn't handle it cleanly, Carl, so they didn't get the double play, but she was able to knock it down and get the out at second.
Got the lead runner, and that's what they want the most. And, yes, if Helen did real cleanly, that probably was a double play. Not easy to do in softball.
No. Kylie Lusico now steps in, one on, two out. Top five, 2-0, Gillespie with the lead. There's a fastball right down central for strike one. Lusico popped out to the third baseman, Bussman, her first plate appearance.
So Bulldogs have not gotten a runner in scoring position, have they, since the first?
Not since the first. Something taken off that delivery, nothing in two.
Byers has been sharp, especially since that first inning.
Here's the 0-2. Strike three called, outside corner froze Lusico, and the Bulldogs will strand a runner here in the top half of the fifth inning as we go bottom five. Gillespie leads Staunton 2-0. Tim Mines called the bar back here at Gillespie. The Miners leading Staunton 2-0 as the Miners come to bat here in the home half of the fifth inning, and they will have the top of the order, Bussman, Hayes, and Link. For Gillespie, they've got two runs on six hits. They have left four. Staunton, no runs, two hits. They have left three. Both team has had a runner caught stealing as well. So Regan Bussman, third plate appearance today, reached on an error, scored in the first, and then grounded out to the third baseman, Nolan. That was leading off the third inning. Leads off the fifth here. First ball swinging, popped up, and that's a foul ball. The first baseman, Nolan, had it in her glove, Carl, and she stepped on the bat, which was right on the foul line, and the ball came out. We're going to have, that might be, Dave Bishop is explaining right now, as there was some confusion, she did step on the bat, but Dave says the bat becomes part of the field in that spot. That's a great job of explaining the situation right there, Carl.
No doubt about it. Yeah, let them know.
That's not a play you see a whole heck of a lot where it actually affects the play, but it did right there outside ball one, as it was popped up, I don't know, 10 feet away from home plate, right on the line. Nolan charging hard, had it in her glove, but right as the ball went in the glove, she stepped on the bat and then worried about the balance, obviously. The ball popped out. Two balls, one strike. Just thankfully, Taylor didn't injure herself there.
Yeah, basically the bat was exactly where she's going to stop, but it did affect her from catching the ball.
That ball hit foul down the third base line with the third baseman really playing in. Annalise Best over at first base for Staunton.
Oh.
There's a swing and a miss as Busman was reaching for that out on strikes. And so we had Taylor Nolan playing first base and third base
for
a little while. Yeah, Annalise Best over at first base.
That hit up, mate.
So Annalise had that ball in her glove and stepped on the bat. There's a called strike right there to Michaela Hayes. She's 0 for 2 today. She bounced out to first and bounced out to short. Outside, ball one. Carl, I'll let that slide for you since you haven't done a game.
Hey, I'm surprised you didn't have more than that.
One ball, one strike. Hit on the ground. The shortstop, Billings, has it over to Best and out. Two outs here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. In steps, Keaton Link. She's one out of two today. Base hit back in the third. Grounded out to short back in the first.
Savannah Billings has been a busy shortstop for Staunton today.
Yes, she has.
A lot of action.
That ball right to Savannah on cue. She has it on to first for the out. Gillespie better try somebody else.
Yes, you're right. She's done a great job over there.
We've completed five innings here at Gillespie, and the Miners lead Staunton 2-0. Top six, Gillespie leading Staunton 2-0. Annalise Best, Tori Kerbach, Sarah Karunka, 6, 7, and 8 for the Bulldogs. We got a pinch hitter here. Actually, I was in the wrong spot of my lineup. Top of the lineup, Evan Frank, Whitney Weller, and Savannah Billings. So, Carl, I was getting on you for having the defensive positioning wrong. I lost track of my lineup card.
Well, that's normal, though.
That's true. I'm in midseason form.
You're in midseason already.
Nothing in two on Evan Frank. That's high and wide. Ball one.
Well, Sydney, four strikeouts, one walk in this ball game. Little below her average on strikeouts. She struck out 56 in 43 and two-thirds innings.
Frank lifts that ball with a dive to center field. And did she get there? Waiting for the official signal. Yes. Keaton Link with a dive into the left center field alley. A backhand pick right off the grass. You won't see a better play from a center fielder than that. Frank is retired. And she is 0 out of 2 today. But that thing was sinking fast. I didn't think there was any way Keaton was going to get there.
Got the good jump, Tim, and that's a key factor to that. But, yeah, definitely the play of the game for Gillespie so far.
Now to bring in Whitney Weller. Whitney's 0 for 2 today. That's ball one. She's fly to left, grounded out to third.
Ball gets by her. Two bases, probably guaranteed.
I would think so.
Because she's going to be going down trying to catch it and hits the ground, goes to the wall. Yep. Big, big play there.
That ball popped up right side, foul territory. Hayes gives it a look, but it finds the grass in foul territory. One ball, one strike. But, like, that was a spot in the game, Carl. That is worth the risk if you're Keaton Link.
Oh,
you're,
sure.
You're up two, bases clear, start in the inning. Worth the risk, and she made it pay off. One ball, one strike. On Whitney Weller. As Byers, 1-1 offering. Upstairs, 2-1. Gillespie got a run in the first on an air. Base hit by Byers, and then an RBI base hit by Eve Kaduk in the fourth. For the game's only runs. Swing and a miss there. Byers took something off that delivery. Two balls, two strikes. Dave Bishop keeping it light with the crowd as he wasn't sure if Weller thought she was out, but it was only strike two. 2-2 upstairs, 3-2, and you know, Carl, a lot's changed in the last year with the COVID, but one thing that hasn't changed is still three strikes.
Still three strikes.
Full count here, three balls, two strikes. Bases clear, one out, top half of the sixth inning. It was the top of the order for Staunton. This feels like an action inning, swing and a miss there, and Weller is down on strikes.
Strikeout number five.
They had that chance in the first inning, Carl. They had runners at second and third with only one out and could not score. Nolan struck out. Keener grounded to third.
Yeah, very big missed opportunity there.
Billing stands in now from the right side, takes ball one. Savannah, 1-for-2 today. Base hit back in the first. Grounded out to third in the fourth. She's been busy at shortstop today. That ball lifted left field, has Taylor moving back, now moving to her right, and she makes the catch. She got turned around a little bit, did Shelby, but she never lost sight of the ball and made a last-minute adjustment and gloves it for the out, and the side is retired. As we go bottom six, Gillespie leads Staunton 2-0. This ball game is moving right along. We are already bottom six, Gillespie leading 2-0, and Carl, for Staunton, they are down to three outs left, and they have just two hits on the day.
Two hits on the day. Had that potential in the first inning, Tim, and it looks like right now that was their inning to score in.
We mentioned at the time, when you let a pitcher like Byers off the hook early, sometimes you really lament the chances you missed.
And she's looked pretty darn sharp since then. And, of course, still got through the first inning, too. So,
and it's Sydney leading off here. The home half of the sixth inning for Gillespie takes ball one. Byers, Taylor, Cigar, if anybody can reach, Rife here in the bottom of the sixth. Sydney, an RBI base hit back in the first, grounded out to short in the third. That misses wide, 2-0. And her base hit in the first was not hard hit, Carl, but it was well placed.
Well placed, so Gillespie gets that run with the help of an error to get the leadoff runner on base.
The 2-0 outside, 3-0.
So Tori Kerbach's looking at one earned run in this game, but not looking at a win at this point.
Well, she's pitched a whale of a ball game.
Mm-hmm. Two Ks, no walks.
Byers squares on 3-0, pulls back, takes strike one. The big inning for Kerbach was in the fourth. Three base hits, but with the help of a caught stealing, she gave up just one run in that fourth inning. She has kept the Dogs right in it. Inside on a leadoff walk here in the sixth.
Be they first. Same pitch runner.
Courtesy runner, so that will be Addie Hayes for the Miners. Sydney Byers will head into the dugout, take a seat, get a drink, and visualize the top of the seventh inning.
Yeah, all she has to concentrate now is on pitching.
She will have 4, 5, and 6 coming up in the top of the seventh. Here's Shelby Taylor again outside, and boy, she has seen a steady diet of outside offerings today. Shelby Taylor hitting .483 on the year. Just an all-around athlete. There's a called strike outside corner. But Kerbach has really been able to hit her spots today, especially with Taylor at the plate, just peppering the outside part of that plate. Keener flashes the sign. She sets up outside again. It leaked back over middle, and Taylor smokes it past the diving center fielder Weller. That will get to the wall. Hayes is to third. She's getting the wave. She will score. Taylor into third with a stand-up triple. Now the ball gets away. Shelby coming to the plate. Safe. So a triple, an RBI, and an error allows Taylor to come around and score. And just like that, it's 4-0. And, Carl, I guess that's why they were pitching her away.
Trying to not let her extend her arms and pull the ball at all, but she got it somewhat up the middle into the outfield with a line drive. And I'll tell you what, Tim, she showed her speed on the bases, didn't she? I thought she was going to catch her.
Addie Hayes.
Addie Hayes. She was more than 5 feet away from her at third base.
Yeah, she was motoring. There's a called strike into Chloe Segarra.
Yeah, if no one was on base, she might have tried to circle him.
Well, I think so, yeah.
But she had to slow up.
That ball was stung, though, on a line. A great effort by Weller, just out of her reach. That misses outside a little bit. One ball, one strike on Chloe Segarra. She's 1-for-2 today with a run scored. Singled and scored back in the fourth. Fly to right back in the second. Two huge runs to begin the sixth inning for Gillespie. That ball lifted on the infield. The shortstop Billings over in front of the bag makes the catch. First out of the inning. So the leadoff walk comes around to score on Shelby Taylor's triple. She came around to score when the ball got away. And that ball Taylor hit, Carl, that might be the hardest hit ball of the day.
Oh, that was definitely the hardest hit ball of the day. No threat of a home run today, but that was hit, about two-thirds, three-fourths the way out to the outfield on the line.
That was hit as hard as any home run you'll ever see.
Yeah, I mean, because it was on the line and sinking fast, and that's what got the center fielders who tried to make the play, but that ball was sinking with that top spin.
Right fouls out of the play, one ball, one strike, and I think that's the right play for Whitney Willard.
Go going for out. It.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, remember, Gillespie made that exact same play. The ball hung up a little longer.
One ball, one strike on Rife. That is foul past the diving third baseman, Nolan. She was playing in front of the bag. Got past her, but it wound up foul. One ball, two strikes. Eve Kaduk waiting on deck. One ball, two strikes. A 4-0 Gillespie lead and a swing and a miss there. Kerbach took something off that delivery and had Megan way out in front.
Kerbach's third strike out of the game. It's been sharp pretty much the entire game, Tim. This is good hitting teams on both sides because neither pitcher is getting their usual strikeout per inning in this game, but they're doing great jobs pitching.
Here's Eve Kaduk, an RBI base hit her last time up. First ball swinging, hits it foul, out of play off the roof of the Gillespie dugout. It had Hannah Barrett, the on-deck batter, retreated into the dugout. She didn't want anything to do with all the commotion headed her way. She had the catcher Keener, the first baseman Best, the pitcher Kerbach all closing. She said, I'm out of here.
Smart move.
Absolutely. Nothing in one here on Kaduk. Over but low for ball one. 4-0 Gillespie. An RBI triple from Taylor, and then she came around to score on an error. That ball's hit sharply, but a backhand play by Nolan across the Best for the out. Oh, that was a nice play by Taylor Nolan, and the side is retired, but the damage is done. Two runs in the inning thanks to Shelby Taylor's line drive laced into center field. And as we go, top seven, Gillespie leads 4-0. Gillespie 3 outs away from victory number 10 on the season. They lead 4-0. And for Staunton, it'll be 4, 5, and 6. Taylor Nolan, Coral Keener, and Annalise Best, if anybody can reach Dory Kerbach. So it's now or never. For Staunton, they have been held to just 2 base hits today. Their best scoring chance came in the top half of the first inning. Evan Frank walked to start the ball game. Savannah Billings would single with 1 out. They would have 2nd and 3rd with 1 out, but could not push anything across. Now they're down to their final 3 outs. Byers' first offering lifted into left field. Shelby Taylor moving in and makes the catch.
A little easier play for her than that other one.
She's had a good day, hasn't she?
She has. Made the catches. That's all that matters, right? Don't matter how you get to them.
And outs and out. It's like they're all line drives in the box score. And defensively, as long as it winds up in your glove.
Yep. That's all that counts.
That's all that counts. Here's Coral Keener. She's 0-for-2 today. She's first ball swinging on the ground. The shortstop, Segarra, long throw, low throw, picked out of there by Michaela Hayes. 2 pitches, 2 outs. And Gillespie is 1 out away from picking up the win.
Big play there on both ends, like you say. Short to first.
So 2 pitches, 2 outs. With Staunton down 4 runs. Annalise Best here. First offering from Byers. That's a ground ball to third. Busman has it. Out. 3 pitches, 3 outs. And the win for Gillespie. 4-0 will be the final for the Miners here today. Is 3-pitch inning to end it, Carl. We had commented earlier. Well, you don't see a 3-pitch inning. That's rare.
You really don't expect to see it when the team's trailing in the last inning. and they all swing at the first pitch. But they didn't want to let the first pitch that they could hit go by, I guess.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Gillespie wins it over Staunton 4-0. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WUSMI. Gillespie wins it here today over Staunton 4-0. The final, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Gillespie. They left 6 on base, no runs, 2 hits, 2 errors for Staunton. They left 3 on base here today. As for Gillespie, Sydney Byers goes 1-for-2 with an RBI. Shelby Taylor 1-for-3, a triple, an RBI, and a run scored. And Eve Kaduk 1-for-3 with an RBI. It was a 1-0 Gillespie lead after one. They led 2-0 through 4 innings. Got 2 insurance tallies there in the 6th, win it 4-0. Byers threw 3 pitches in the 7th inning to get the 3 outs, and Carl, she had a real nice day.
She certainly did. She struck out 5 in the ballgame and walked just that one, and after that threat, like you say, in the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, with 1 out, there was really no one else in scoring position the rest of the game.
And her walk, first batter that she faced.
That got rid of that problem right off the bat, yes.
So for Gillespie with the win, they improved to 10-2 on the year, 3-0 in South Central play, now tied with the Piasaw Birds. The loss for Staunton drops them to 7-4 and 2-2 in league play. So 4-0, Gillespie wins it over Staunton. Of course, we want to thank all the fine folks here at Gillespie for their hospitality. It is just so good and so nice to be back on a ball diamond, Carl, taking in some high school softball. Been way too long, but we had ourselves a nice, crisp ball game here today.
Sure did, and look for both these teams to be a threat to win a regional. They're going to have the talent to do it with the good pitching they have.
Boy, it's nice to hear that, too.
Yes.
Regional.
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 That's coming
up. It's coming up, absolutely. Thanks to Gillespie Athletic Director Mike Bertinoli for getting us set up here today. Of course, thanks to Gillespie and Staunton for entertaining us with a good ball game as the Miners win it 4-0. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's softball action here on WUSMI FM 106.1. Remember, more softball tomorrow. Lincolnwood will be at Nokomis. That broadcast tomorrow night, 7 o'clock here on WUSMI. You can always find the broadcast schedule as well as live streams and podcasts at WUSMIRadio.com. Your final one more time here from the Gillespie Softball Complex. The Miners beat Staunton by the final of 4-0. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We say so long from Gillespie.